Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of American Party book. I am now going to play a St. Paddy's Day lament.
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer.
I'm looking at a story on the front page of the New York Post Sunday, and it's Mayor Bloomingdale marching with the Irish of Queens in their St. Paddy's Day parade, and he's being booed by the crowd, and they're telling him to go back to Manhattan. Yeah, I call him the two-block mayor. I don't think he's ever been outside. Somebody had to bring him to Queens. I don't think he's ever been outside of two blocks of Manhattan, where he rules benevolently. Yeah, he appointed the head of Community Board 1. Community Board 1, who voted for a jihad victory mosque, but in 9 years hasn't raised one brick to reestablish the World Trade Center. How's that? We could have built it by hand already. But America isn't the America of the greatest generation. No, not at all. We're all wussed out. But anyway, in Queens, they told Bloomingdale to go home. And the reason they were upset with Bloomingdale is he made a comment that his penthouse is right next door on 72nd Street, I think it is. It's right next door the Irish Society building. And he said all he does is see drunks hanging out the windows. You know what, Mayor Bloomingdale? You could use a drink. Somebody should have you getting a few down, Mayor Bloomingdale. Maybe it would improve your personality. And then they could help you get it up over the sink. Yeah, Mayor Bloomingdale. He bought the city council. This guy is bigger than the sheriff of Nottingham. Unbelievable. He's made more edicts than Attila the Hun. Yeah, no smoking, no farting. You can't fart in public anymore. Otherwise, the fart police will arrest you. They put you in a cellophane bag and bring you and the evidence in. Unbelievable. This guy, Mr. Sanitary, Mayor Bloomingdale. He opposed Rudy Giuliani for running for mayor for a third term. And then he had the law changed after he bought his way in. And it said it's okay for me to have a third term. So he's one of those don't do as I do, do as I tell you guys. Unbelievable. Mayor Bloomingdale. Yeah, the pride of New York. Never once did he give the keys of the city to New York's own 10th Mountain Division. Never once did he give a returning GI a free cab ride. Never once did him or Donald Trumpy ever say, hey, I got a couple of extra open hotel rooms. Why don't we give them to some GIs in on leave? Never once did he buy a meal for a one-armed soldier. Yeah. Thanks for nothing, Mayor Bloomingdale. Yes. Like the lemons, you suck. He's for freedom of religion as long as it's not Catholic. Yeah. He's pro-life unless it comes to kids. This drink's for you, Bloomy.
The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. quickly put to a sneer when the barman says suddenly the pub got no beer. Then a dog on the veranda for his master he waits, but the bus is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear, but no place for a dog round a pub with no beer.
There's a song that the Irish love, and it's called The Harp That Once Threw Tara's Halls. And if you're not Irish, and a lot of Irish don't even know what the meaning of The Harp That Once Threw Tara's Halls is, if you ever saw the movie Gone with the Wind, you remember the plantation, I think it was named Tara. And basically, Tara is a mysterious hilltop castle that was home to Irish high kings. It actually existed somewhere in what is now County Meath. From very ancient times, before the time of St. Patrick, 432 AD, until its destruction probably in the 6th century. But in any case, well before the death of High King Brian Boru on the battlefields of Clontarf at 1014, man has been doing battle since the first, since Samson killed the Demoncrat with the jawbone of a Demoncrat. Anyway, Cain and Abel, right? It was too bad Cain wasn't Abel. But in any case, well before the death of Brian Boru, in a poem written while Ireland was still under unwelcome British rule. And here's the lesson for today. We're only 250 years old. We're the new kids on the block. And already we're divided as if we were all working the Tower of Babel. We no longer speak the same language. We no longer have God and country as priorities. We've been thrown to the wolves, and the media destroys America every day, followed up by the ACLU in the courts, and all of the dividers who think someday they're going to come to power. And if you look around at all the communist kings, the Putins, the Che Guevaras, Hugo Chavez's, and Fidel Castro, they're all worth big money. Yeah, they play the little guy like a fiddle. Comrade, they call him comrade. And you're the oppressed worker. And you know what? When you ask for two loaves of bread, they put a bullet in your head. Yeah, so beware of those who say you and I are the same and we have to stick together. Unless he's talking about God and country America. But going back to the Irish, to show you how easy it is to lose your freedom and to become a slave. And all you got to do is see what happened in Africa with the slave hunting. And how the Africans were betrayed by other tribesmen. Everybody says, oh, when the Spaniards came here, they milked the land. Hey, but they also brought Christianity, and everybody now speaks Spanish. Right? So you can't blame them for everything. There were benefits that they brought too. And when the British came, they brought benefits also. And when the Dutch came, they brought benefits. And before any of those guys came, who took the slaves in this country? Indians. You think one tribe said to the other tribe, let's be brothers? Hey, you know, that score you got over there is pretty good looking. And how many horses do you have? Yeah, you know how it goes. You know how it goes. Just watch the movie that great American Mel Gibson put out, Apocalypto. Just watch that and see what native tribes used to do to each other before the white man came and brought peace. Yeah. Your only defense is a strong offense. Remember that. If you're weak, everybody's gonna feast on whatever you have. So here's the plight of Ireland, and now on St. Paddy's Day, all these Irish Americans are marching in a parade because they were no longer they were tired of slavery in their own country to the Brits. And as many times as they tried, we in 1776 beat the Brits. And why did we beat the Brits? Because we were American, and Americans always beat their enemies. Yeah, so take pride in that, my son. And don't listen to those communist cucumber salesmen putting their condoms on wrong. Just remember, you're an American, and you're a cut above the rest. You have the great spirit of America. So, whether you came in on planes, trains, or in chains, we're all the same. We're American. And the sooner we realize that and come together, the better off we're going to be as a nation that's making a good buck and living happily ever after. So, the British arrived in Ireland in 1172 and took the island by force. And they stayed and ruled the Irish slaves for 750 years. Despite numerous abortive rebellions, Irish independence was not wrested from England until 1922, and they're still six counties short. Although Tara was actually demolished several centuries before the arrival of the British, Thomas More, what a great name, Thomas More invites the reader to imagine a figurative Tara that still exists, and Tara is the symbol of Ireland, and the harp is not permitted to express itself there, and it's so it hangs mute on unused on the wall, and the pride and glory of self-rule are gone, and the only chord that sounds at night is when some brave individual stands up for freedom in the face of brutal oppression. They used to hang people in Ireland for wearing the green. They used to hang them for speaking Gaelic. They used to hang them for praying in Catholic churches. This is the poetry of which revolution is born. So I want you to hear this poem. Remember, Tara is Ireland, and the harp is the symbol of the Irish people. The harp that once through Tara's halls the soul of music shed now hangs as mute on Tara's walls as if that soul were fled. So sleeps the pride of former days, God help us if it happens to us. So glory's thrill is o'er, and hearts that once beat high for praise when the flag went by now feels that pulse no more. No more to chiefs and ladies bright, the harp of Tara swells. The chord alone that breaks at night, its tale of ruin tells. We're coming out of the space program. We have a skeleton crew military. Obama has traded Europe to the Russians, and he has traded the Middle East to the jihadists, calling them Democrats. Thus freedom now so seldom wakes. The only throb she gives is when some heart indignant breaks. You ever see that famous Frenchman standing on the corner as the German troops march by in Paris crying like a baby? To show that still she lives. So I just wanted you to hear that. And think about your own country. We need to remember the lessons of history.
Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, he says, "Your lady be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lost him away from your kindred and all, where the campfire and light, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
In the west of Ireland, there's a county called Wexford. And Wexford men are known for their bravery. And being in the West, they didn't see the British when they landed, and Ireland was fighting for its life. So the next tune you're going to hear is The West's Awake. And the gist of the tune is that while Wexford slept, the West was asleep, the rest of the country was being destroyed. But when the West awoke, then the country had a fighting chance. And that's what's happening in our own country today. Too many of us are asleep, and good men are dying to keep us free. And we're not awake yet. 911 was not a wake-up call. 3,000 dead, and they dillied over the body count. They tried to keep it below 3,000. They called it 2,800. But they didn't count the 200 unborn babies who were pro-life, who died with their pro-life mothers. And that's the way it is today. Children don't count unless they escape being prisoners of the womb. They have to get on the outside to be classified as a human being. What a bunch of crap. So that's the story. The West is asleep. And when will the West wake up? Well, I can tell you, Europe's not waking up. Europe didn't wake up when Hitler came, and they're not waking up when the Muslims come. Now, not everybody's a bad Muslim. There's some good ones. But I got to tell you, I can fill a screen with pictures of bad ones. And I saw this girl today, a Muslim girl, singing the Star Spangled Banner at a Not All Muslims Are Bad rally. And my heart went out to her. But I got to tell you, I don't buy it. She's good. She's innocent. I remember 911. I remember a Lebanese high school girl crying hysterically, saying, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And she was taking the brunt of the hit on herself, knowing it was jihadists who did it. And this government will tell you they're only a handful. But it only took 19 to bring down two towers. And another five to bring down the Pentagon. And another five to destroy the lives and happiness of airline passengers over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And it only took five to hijack a TWA plane and kill Navy diver Robert Stethem after they beat him up and threw him on the tarmac. These are the same people that go into police stations and tear Israeli police apart with their hands. Remember that. These are people that go into the Olympics and kill a country's Olympic team. Invade a country and kill the inhabitants of another country who were on a peace mission. Remember that. These are the people that take a guy in a wheelchair and shoot him in the head and throw him overboard after they hijacked the Achille Lauro. Remember that. These are the people that get on a bus going to Rhein-Main Air Force Base and kill and shoot of four Americans and kill two Air Force men. Remember that. These are the people that tortured Buckley, the CIA chief in Beirut. They tortured him so bad, he screamed. He screamed for the CIA to put a missile right down on his head. But you know what? They were too busy being politically correct. And political correctness is going to kill this nation. It's a tool of the enemy. So when you hear this tune, "The West's Awake, The West's Asleep," just remember that's us. And we're not going to wake up till there's 1 million dead Americans. 100,000 won't do it. We're not going to wake up until Caterpillar stock doubles because of all the bulldozer sales. you think about that. And the next time somebody says, we have to negotiate, remember Danny Pearl. Remember Danny Pearl.
When all beside a vigil keep, the West asleep, the West asleep, alas and well, may Erin weep, that Connaught lies in slumber deep.
On 9-1-1, all the liberals were running around saying, why do they hate us? Why do they hate us? Because you're an infidel. That's why they hate you. You have to be removed. Convert or be removed. Never forget Al-Khobar. Never forget the American Embassy in Tanzania. Never forget the American Embassy in Kenya. Never forget. Never forget. Never forget the USS Cole in Yemen. You want a few more reminders? How many reminders do you want? The Beirut barracks bombing, and we turned tail and ran, and that was the incentive for more terror. Jimmy Carter's the seizing of the American hostages, the torture and intimidation of Marines, the game playing that goes on when they take hostages. Do you know if you sign a contract in the Arab world today, there's a hostage clause? You think about that. In the land of the free, that you're trying to open the gates and let everybody in to kill us. Yeah, we have to sing Kumbaya. You'll sing Kumbaya until the gurgling starts when Khalid with the box cutter says, shh, shh, the plane is returning to the airport. Yeah, you can negotiate. You can negotiate. Okay, think about it. You may want to change your mind. And while you're thinking about it, go to my website, captainsblog.us, and look for the photo of Al-Qaeda holding a GI by his military haircut, just his head, on a bridge. Think about that. Think about the Blackwater employees on the Fallujah Bridge. Think about that. Well, we invaded their country. They invaded my country. Who started it? Well, they were Iraqis. They were jihadis. One nation under Osama bin Laden and Ahmadinejad, who stones women to death. Nice people. Nice people. The only thing a terrorist understands is more terrorism. A bigger terrorist. You're going to beat them. You got to beat them at their own game. You got to set them on fire before they set you on fire. But you're not going to get that message because you're still asleep. For every Irish town that this singer sings about fighting a battle in, we can name three American towns that we're fighting battles in. Go to the History Channel and take a look at the guys who won World War II. Get a good look at them. Get a real good look at them. They were gentlemen. You know, I can remember when a woman got on an elevator, guys would tip their hats. They would hold the door for a woman. Unbelievable. People had respect for each other. Today, forget about it. You hold the door for a woman, she thinks you work for her. You don't even get a thank you. You get a I got it coming. Look. Yeah, God help us. God help us. We're in trouble. We lost our God. We lost our country. We're a nation of lepers with bells around our neck. One out of five Americans is a junkie. How's that? And all of the healthcare money is going to rehab. Not for broken arms and legs. For broken minds and hearts. Divorce rate is 50%, and who's getting married? That's only among the married people. Oh, man. Shove her out the door. Get one more. What a shame. What a shame. We destroyed ourselves. We blew it. We had a legacy that to last a thousand years, and we blew it. Look at these congressmen and senators. They got elected. They were going to go down and change Washington. They went down to cut $100 billion at the first rendezvous, and they're coming out with five. I got to tell you what the sum total of their efforts are going to be. There's going to be very little concessions because this government doesn't know how to stop. They're like money junkies. And there's a 10% tax increase coming. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But you know what? One day you'll be paying one of your utility bills and you'll say, what's this here? Aid for India. Yeah, and when you call it to get it taken off your bill, you're going to get somebody that's in India. Oh, man, are we in trouble. We're up to fat lady's burka. We are asleep. We are asleep. You know what? We're in a drug-induced sleep. Narcolepsy.
Of land and fleet as deer, the Normans ran through Curlew Pass and Ardrahan. And later times, so deep, so brave, and glory guard from Rickard's grave, sing out, they died their land to save. At Ockram's Flow and Shannon's Way. And it went on a vigil. The west asleep, the west asleep, alas and well, may Erin weep, the cunning lies in slumber deep.
I wish we were in slumber deep. We are catatonic. We're in a coma. Do you know? Name the last five GIs who died in Afghanistan. Name the last one who died in Afghanistan. When was the last time you seen a picture of a body coming home from Afghanistan? You won't. You know why? Because America has been downsized by the Obama administration and reclassified. You're no longer Americans in your own country. You're non-visa holders. It's sad. You can't. There are guys dying every day in Afghanistan, and you don't know about it. You want to know why? They've changed their classification. They're no longer Navy, Air Force, Marines, U.S. Army, Coast Guard. You know what they are now? They're NATO troops. And soon, Hillary Clinton will order blue helmets for everybody. And this is Obama's new army, bigger than the American army. That's what's coming. Yeah, want another verse of Kumbaya? Kumbaya, someone's cutting my throat, Lord, Kumbaya. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And you know what? We're not going to get out of it as easy as we got into it. My friends call me the eternal optimist. I always say the glass is half full. And if I'm this far down, can you imagine what's coming? The next war will be over in 15 minutes. It'll be a nuclear war, and if we haven't won it in 15 minutes, we've lost it. So, what do you think about Obama giving the British missile secrets to the Russians? Do you think that helps America?
But hard the ball.